Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and that's a caffeinated Todd Adkins.
Yes, it is.
You're almost done it.
Done with it.
Yeah.
Almost, yes.
Yeah. So, you know you're in for a really good podcast when, number one, Todd is caffeinated up with his cold brew.
Yep.
Number two, when the barista spells your name with one D.
What is up with, I mean, there's like...
So, a barista wrote my name with a A-L. D-A-N-I-A-L.
I think they did that on purpose. I think it's like a core value to spell your name wrong.
It's funny. It's funny.
How do you not know how to spell Todd?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, Todd, so today marks a very special day for us. And for all of our listeners, you probably noticed there's something different at, before the intro music came on. And if you look at our artwork, you'll actually notice this thing that says Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
Yeah. I wanted to go for the what network, but nobody bet on that.
Everybody's like, no. You had some vibrato going on with your what?
I did?
Yeah. You're like, what?
It's the caffeine coursing through my
head. All right. So we are officially now launched the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You might have seen some of the logos here or there on a few different podcasts, but really this week is our launch week for our network. So Todd, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network is and why we conspire to create such a thing.
Okay, so the network is really like-minded podcasts that are in the leadership vein that are practical in their approach. Mm. I mean, that's pretty much our brand with Lifeway Leadership. And with New Churches, we just want to provide really good resources and make sure that people can actually implement these things. So not a bunch of theory or fluff, just helping you do ministry better. So anybody that's on this podcast network, you're probably not going to hear much theory or fluff. We tried to get one that was a little theory and fluff. Trevin Wax and Brandon Smith.
Yeah. Well, it's not fluff.
No, not fluff.
And you know what? Yeah, no. But if you wait, if you listen all the way through to the end, they do talk about how you preach the passage.
Yes. So I'm just saying it would be more... theoretical than practical.
Yes. So part of the podcast network is we're just like-minded podcasts that are committed to serving the church in our mission of making disciples. So the Five Leadership Questions podcast is a part of it. The Established Church podcast, Group Answers, the new J.D. Greer's new one called Ask Me Anything, Making Disciples, this one, the New Churches one, and also another one called The One Thing. So if you check out the show notes.
The One Thing is from across the pond.
They are.
Well, do you say across the pond when you talk about Australia or just Europe?
Well, the Pacific Ocean is a really large...
It's across the lake, y'all.
So you'll be hearing more about each of these podcasts as we go along. But why don't we go into and listen to today's question.
Hey, Daniel, Todd, and Ed, I hope you guys are doing well. Chris Phillips here in Denver, Colorado. Quick question on church planting pipeline versus multiplication. For a church plant going forward, looking to multiply right away, how do you decide and determine whether to go multi-site versus sending out an autonomous church plant? Obviously, church planting takes a skill set that's different than multi-site. Multi-site brings a lot of things to the table, like combined and pooled resources for media and communications and things like that, whereas a church planter is on their own. As a young church plant that wants to multiply right away, how do we look into the future a little bit and say whether or not we're going to be a church planting church or a multiplication church or both? And just what's some of your advice on that and things that you've seen from your time in church planting and multi-site?
Cool.
So the cool thing about this question is that Chris understands multi-site, right? So he was on staff at Bellevue Baptist in Memphis, which is a little teeny bitty church associated with Adrian Rogers. So you have that church.
Steve Gaines.
Yeah, exactly. And he with was...
acres upon acres of carpet.
Yes. And he has done a church planting boot camp with Cherry Hills Community Church, which is a mega church up in Denver. And they're multiplying as well. So the interesting thing about this question is that Chris understands multi-site from inside. Right. He hasn't just heard about it. He's not just friends with people who are a part of multi-site churches. He knows what it looks like to operate within that. And now he's planting a church. So that's the interesting background around this.
He has been through pipeline coaching. Maybe he holds the record as other than one of us who've taught it. But he's been to three, count them, three pipeline coaching days. Well, his church has done pipeline. And then on top of that, he's come to two of our coaching events.
Yeah, yeah. And we actually interviewed him on the podcast as well to just let you know. It was cool to get a little bit of a behind-the-scenes look into his plan. So we'll make sure that that all goes in the show notes. But when it comes to this question specifically, Chris, I would say either is fine, right? Both are good because the point for your church is to multiply. Now, whether you multiply via starting a campus or you multiply via starting another church plant, the biggest thing is you want to multiply. But what is going to determine whether you not whether you go one way or the other are the people around you, right? So number one, if you have a lot of people coming to your Sunday service, one of the ways that you can multiply first is and to build capacity and to flesh out and fill your leadership pipeline is by starting a second service. Right? Not, I wouldn't go from one service to a campus or one service to another church plant, especially if people are coming and your friends and, you know, those in your church are bringing their friends. So number one, multiply yourself by starting another service. And if that grows, then you can also move to multiplying yourself by starting another service after that to a max of three, I would say in the first couple of years. Now, having said all that, this is why I want to talk about the people around you. As you are moving toward multiplying your services, let's say you have a business guy in your church, or there's someone who's thinking, who can think systems, who can think multiplication, who can think central resourcing, and they are volunteering or they're helping and they're all on board and they can really command the ship in terms of moving toward multi-site. So you have someone like that, and maybe you have someone that you're raising up that would be a great campus pastor. That's honestly the only way that I would recommend a church plant to consider multi-site in their first few years, because for you to do that all yourself is way too much, and right. You need the right people to set that. If you don't have those people, but you do have someone who you are mentoring or who is connected to your church or who you can grow, and they're like, they have a gift of preaching and they have a desire to do that and a desire to lead, then in that, if you have that person, then I would move you toward planting. What are your thoughts?
Whether it's multi-site or planting, like you were saying, it's really about, if you want to multiply your church, you got to multiply your people. So we would say, hey, if you're going to grow your church, you got to grow your people. And in like manner, if you want to branch out, either way, it's going to take a lot of people power. So I would say you want to keep things as simple as possible as you grow. As you launch more campuses or you launch more church plants, you're going to have a tendency to want to become more organized. And that's great to become more organized because it leads to efficiency, but there's a diminishing return and often we get complexity in it. So that gums up the works, everything from decision rights to everything else. You want to create a system that is as frictionless as possible for people to make decisions. So keeping the org chart as minimal as possible, as horizontal as possible, and then also from a decision rights standpoint, making sure that systems and processes are in place for those people to be able to make decisions is vitally important. Then you can go at whatever speed you want. As far as growth is concerned, you can easily begin to launch something, then sustain it, and then scale it. And that's what you want to do. If you keep it simple, you can sustain and scale quickly.
Yeah, which would tend you then toward church planting. Because one of the things about multi-site, and the reason multi-site is great, I mean, Chris, you mentioned some of the reasons around central resourcing, shared services. And the thing is, if you are in a multi-site context and you feel like God's calling you to a different direction as a church or to do this one campaign over the next, or you know, any large change that you need to make, if you're in a multi-site context, it is not an easy decision to make, because then you need to get buy-in from other leaders and learn how to roll it out and plan to roll it out. It's infinitely more complex than if it's your church and you're like, hey, this was our tagline, or this was our vision statement, or these were some of our strategic ends and we want to change it. Well, we have all the leadership here and let's change it and let's move on. So the thing about multiplication, right, especially when it relates to multi-site, is you want to make sure that there's enough traction that your church's ministry and reputation in the community is growing to an extent where it would just make sense to start another campus. You have the right people, the vision, the strategy is set enough. And it's not wet cement, it's set, the cement is set enough that you can then move forward and multiply what is. But in the first few years of leading, Chris, it's not going to be, everything's going to be wet cement. And you shouldn't plan to say, no, this is what it's going to be. No, test. Be like, no, is this going to work? No, it didn't work. So let's change it and let's try this. And oh, this didn't work. And oh, okay, let's try this. And I would say try to change and shift and be as as flexible, yeah, flexible and nimble as possible without setting yourself into a set structure and vision.
Okay. So I can't remember whether it was episode 200 or 100, but we said, what's the new thing in multi-site where do you see multi-site going?
Yeah. Episode 200, we were talking about the future of multi-site, the future of church planting.
And I said then, and this is, I'm even more convinced now, if I had to do it right now,
yeah,
if I was still an XP somewhere, mm-hmm, and my pastor was like, okay, how do we do this? I would say, hey, I think we have multi-site with intent to plant.
Yeah.
That we have a strategic timeline, even to the point where we say, hey, here's where the decision rights, you know, diminish, mm-hmm, and this person completely takes over and makes all the decisions. But they're going to walk out with a playbook and a timeline.
And I would agree with you for McLean, right? Because McLean had money, you had staff resources, right, you had you, which is the right person to think through and implement all of this. And you guys had a reputation in the DC area.
Right.
Versus a brand new church, I would lean toward church planting unless you had the right person to lead that with you.
That's fair.
All right. Well, here's the thing.
I forgot the context, but
here's the thing. Yeah.
Chris Phillips, the guy who's asking the question, dude's got gas in the tank.
He does.
I think he could. I think he could do it.
Oh yeah, Chris could do it. He could do it.
Everybody,
but I don't think he should do it by himself. He has what it takes to get it done, but if he does that, if he takes that on himself, in addition to preaching and leading and doing everything that he needs to do as a church planter, I think that'd be way too much.
Well, you should develop a strategy for everybody, Daniel, to follow.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. If you text, and this is brand new, we're talking
between
about
two of us, we probably could.
We could probably. All right. So this is a
Let's
podcast.
Let's stop right now and get a whiteboard. Come on.
All right.
Let's do this.
This is a podcast of new beginnings, I guess, even though we're episode 328. We talked about the podcast network at the top, but we are also introducing texting. This is really fun. So if you text 888-111, right? So text new churches to 888-111, then what we'll actually do is we'll send you 5 ebooks and research reports on church planting and multiplication, right? So 888-111, new churches to 888-111, and you'll get that right away. All right. So as we bring this podcast to an end, one of the things that we really do want to encourage you to do is check out J.D. Greer's new podcast.
Yes.
Ask Me Anything. Honest questions, quick answers. J.D. Greer and Todd Unzicker are hosting it together, and they offer honest answers to some of your toughest theological, ethical, and leadership questions. So here is, if you go right now on your podcasting app and look up J.D. Greer, Ask Me Anything, right? We'll also have the link in our show notes, then episode 1, you're going to get this. JD, Pastor JD, are you a Calvinist? Episode 2, should Christians celebrate Halloween? And episode 3, how should Christians think about politics today? Man. So all three of these are going to be dropping this week. So make sure you listen in on these because they are going to be amazing. Well, thanks again for listening in.
And don't forget to subscribe to that podcast.
Yes. And leave a rating and review.
If it's a positive one.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, whether or not you're a Calvinist or not, you're going to enjoy this because it's going to be...
Or you celebrate Halloween or not. Yeah. Or what was the third one? Or you like politics or not.
Yeah. I mean, JD's one of the best answer of questions, and this is going to be... It's going to be a great podcast. So we encourage you to listen in, and we will catch you next time.